But oh well, you can't take anything back. So I hope you guys have a good finals. Good luck with all that. Is there any last words you have for our listeners?
I lost the game.
I suppose those of us who went on the Netherlands would just like you to know Newt Dorp.
Ah, yes. Newt Dorp indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, thanks a lot for having us here, too.
It's wonderful. Great to have us. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Ari, for, you know, putting on class. How large is the staff, I guess, with the... three of you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you also to the staff for, you know, churning out some really good students. So, anyway, everyone have a good night. Hopefully, the bad weather will lead to some nice, warm, sunny days soon. I'll be back in 2 weeks with... I don't actually know if I have anyone lined up in 2 weeks, but it'll be good either way. Everyone have a good night, and stay tuned for Of Moments and Melodies, which will be up next here on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby.
Good evening, everyone. This is Aishwarya signing on for today's episode of Moments and Melodies. You're listening to WMBR. This is 88.1 FM. I'm here every other week to share classical tunes and classic tales from the Indian subcontinent. And if you're just joining us here at WMBR for the rest of the hour, I'd encourage you to sit back, close your eyes, forget the chaotic hustle of that world around you or the thoughts within you, and join me on a journey through a meditative musical landscape. And I believe, if I got the schedule right, tonight is my last show of the semester in this format. I'm actually gone for the summer, so you won't be hearing of Moments of Melodies for the next few months, but hopefully I'll be back with the same theme or maybe a slight variant on it in the fall. So hopefully this will be a special episode. And the track we're going to start off with tonight is called Apsara. It's by the Jugalbandi Trio from the album Brindaban, where the trio here consists of a flute, keys, and tabla.
Ooh.
Once again, that was a track titled Apsara, which translates roughly to a fairy or a celestial being from the skies or from the heavens. And I guess the music sort of conveys that sense. Again, it was by the artist or the group, the Jugalbandi Trio, from the album Brindaban. So next up, moving away from instrumental music, we're going to go to a track by not only two strong, bold vocalists, but two female vocalists who absolutely mesmerized me the first time I heard them. And I've been a huge fan ever since. So more on them in a second. But for now, a track called Allahu by Jyoti Nooran and Sultana Nooran.
ਸਜਦੇ ਕਰੇ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਥ ਲਾਵੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਫੇਰ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਤੇ ਨੀਤੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰਾ ਰੱਬ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਚਾਰ ਸੌ ਵੀਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਅੱਲਾਹੂ
Allahu, 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 Allahu.
So once again, that was a track titled Allahu, which as a set of lyrics is pretty famous and sung in different styles and has been sung in different styles by different artists of different traditions. But this is a rendition that sort of came from the family of these two vocalists whose names, once again, are Jyoti Nuren and Sultana Nuren. They are sisters, as you could have guessed, and they're from the Punjab region of India. They're traditionally sort of more classical or semi-classical devotional musicians, but this is one of the few appearances they have in a sort of fusion setting in this piece that was produced by Cook Studio India, Season 2. The music itself was directed and produced by Hitesh Sonik, if I remember correctly. And, I mean, these vocalists are... They've been giving concerts together since they were fairly young, and they have bold, powerful, bright voices, and they play this beautiful call and response game throughout most of their traditional performances, as well as these fusion pieces that have sort of been designed for that interplay. And it's if you understand the language, but even if not, what they say and the sort of prayer that they call up is really beautiful, and it's really powerful. So I'd encourage you to check out more of their music if you're interested in that kind of sound. Next up, heading back to an instrumental piece, but back south again, to South India. Another track by Karthik Iyer on the Carnatic violin, but backed this time by keys and a variety of other fusion elements. The keys primarily performed, I believe, by Dondo Divan in this piece. Title is Ga Vava.
Thank you.
So that was Ka Va Va. I promise that is actually the title. It means something in the language, in Tamil. So the title is Ka Va Va. The artist is Karthik Iyer and Jonju Jivan, part of their album Indosol. I've actually played quite a few tracks over the past few weeks from this album because what they're essentially doing is taking kritis or kirtanas, which are basically a format which is the basis for Carnatic music. It's sort of the type of song that you typically perform in a classical South Indian concert. As they've been taking those pieces as solo classical violin pieces against a landscape that sort of varies with each presentation. Sometimes it's funk, sometimes it's a bit of classical, like the prelude piece I'd played a few weeks ago, and sometimes against a fusion mix of a few different genres. And I think it's really lovely what they're doing, sort of experimenting with Carnatic music, presenting it in a way that is sort of palatable to different audiences, different age groups and demographics, but still kind of staying true to the original music. And I really love a lot of his stuff. So this was from the album The Pallavi Shift, again, Karthik Iyer and Jonju Jivan. Next up, a track that I had started to play at the end of my show 2 weeks ago. And every time I attempt to play it, I never can quite get through it and do it justice. So tonight, I want to give this track the 12 minutes that it really deserves. It's a piece called India by Shakti, which is a five-piece band that has really made waves in the Eastern-Western fusion scene, led by John McLaughlin and several others. It has Zakir Hussain, I believe El Subramaniam is their violinist, if that's not, I believe. And this particular piece is from the album A Handful of Beauty. And without further ado, I'd like to play the track India.
Thank you.
So once again, that was a piece called India by the one and only Shakti. And I apologize, I actually misspoke earlier. The sort of leading members of the band were, of course, the English guitar player John McLaughlin. The Indian violin player is El Shankar. I believe it also included Zakir Hussain on tabla, Ramnath Raghavan on the mridangam, and Vikku Vinayak Ram on the ghatam. And for those of you who don't know, the ghatam is actually an earthen pot that you put on your lap and actually play with your hands, and it adds a very sharp percussive element that sort of, that often is a secondary percussion support to the mridangam, which is the two-headed drum. And that was, as usual, Shakti's tracks are always this bouquet of surprises in terms of varying rhythms, melodic structures, and depth of orchestration. So that was brilliant, and kind of took us all for a spin, I think. Next up, the track which will sort of form the story piece for the evening. It is a classic track by a musician that is perhaps, and in the eyes of many, the definition of Carnatic music, someone who has shaped the art form and whose voice is sort of the poster or the stamp for what the purity of Carnatic music actually means. And without saying too much, I'll go ahead and play the track and then introduce the artist.
Night.
For those of you who grew up with a little bit of Carnatic music, you'll recognize that voice anywhere. It is none other than M. S. Subbalakshmi singing the Kriti Banturiti Kolu, which is also a very popular, famous piece, sung in the Ragam Hamsanadam. And this particular track was from the NCPA archives. And now a little bit about who this woman was and why she sort of lives in the hearts of anyone who knows anything about Carnatic music. Emma Subbalakshmi was more than just a renowned Carnatic musician. Her voice is an integral part of the warmth and comfort that fill the memories of anyone that grew up in a South Indian household, and a pathway for unlocking the poetic and spiritual beauty of the stories that lie behind the lyrics of the songs that she used to render so flawlessly. She, for those who knew her personally and for those who watched her from afar, she was the epitome of purity, unity, and simplicity in classical music. And the iconic, bold, wholesome, yet nuanced sound that she produced together with her daughter, Radha, whose voice you also heard in that recording, at concert after concert, is a sound that has in many ways defined Carnatic music for generations to come. And it's a sound that is at once familiar and refreshing to anyone who spends some time just losing themselves in it. MS was born in 1916 to a family of musicians in South India and sort of rose to fame after her marriage a few decades later. And a story my music teacher would often tell me when I was growing up was that Emma Subbalakshmi, as a vocalist, had impeccable pitch. And in a system of music where absolute pitch is not a concept, Emma Subbalakshmi would tune her voice to the pitch of a drone, walk away to do other things while still singing or humming or practicing, and wander back to the source of the drone hours later to find out that she was still in tune. By the end of her lifetime, Emma Subbalakshmi had performed at the UN, at Carnegie Hall, at Royal Albert Hall, amongst many others. And she was actually awarded India's highest civilian honor, the Bharat Ratna, which I don't know too many other musicians that were actually awarded that, if anyone at all. And I don't want to make a claim without knowing for sure. Emma Subbalakshmi passed away in 2004. She was 88, after having donated most of her earnings to charity in her final years. But her memory lives on in the hearts of those seeking to build their own relationship with Carnatic music. People just like me. And as a tribute to her, I'd like to go on to a track that's called Maitrim Bhajata. It's a sort of lighter classical track. And this track I'm going to play isn't one that was actually sung by her. But this piece was one that she performed at the UN, actually, in the 1960s. And she received a standing ovation for the piece. The lyrics are actually quite difficult to translate. They're in Sanskrit. But it roughly means, to cultivate friendship and humility, to conquer the hearts of everyone, look upon others as being similar to yourself. Renounce war, forsake competition, give up aggression and acquiring by force. Mother Earth gives us everything that we need and that we desire. So practice restraint, donate, be kind to others. Oh, the people of this world, may you all always be happy and prosperous. So as a tribute to Emma Subbalakshmi and remembering her music, Maitrim Bhajata.
Maitrim Bhajata Akhila Hrijayatrim. Maitrim Bhajata Akhila Hrijayatrim. Atmavadeva Paranapi Pashyata. Atmavadeva Paranapi Pashyata. Yuddham Tyajata Spardham Tyajata.
त्यजते स्पर्धां त्यजते त्यजते परेश्वर क्रममाक्रमणं त्यजते परेश्वर क्रममाक्रमणं मैत्रीं भजत अखिल हृजयत्री मैत्रीं भजत अखिल हृजयत्री सकल दयालु जनको देव सकल दयालु जनको देव सकल दयालु दाम्यत दत्त दयत्वं जनता दाम्यत दत्त दयत्वं
Maitrim Bhajata, an ode to a better world, sung by Gautam Bharadwaj. In the few minutes that we have left, I'll play the start of a lullaby based in Raga Tilak Kamod in Deep Chandi, performed by Veena artist Vishwa Mohan Bhatt, and we'll conclude with that. Thank you. So we are getting to the end of the hour, so I do need to wrap up, but I'll let that run in the background. That is called A Lori, based in Raga Tilakkamod in Deep Chandi. The artist is Vishwamohan Bhatt on the Veena from the album Mohan's Veena. And with that, that's it for not only this week's episode, but also this semester series of shows. And if your head is spinning a little bit with all of the things that I've talked about or played, I'd encourage you to take a look at Track Blaster. And if you have any feedback on what you'd like to hear in future iterations of the show, or if you have any thoughts on the show, please do call or text 617-253-8810. Thank you so much for joining me this semester on Of Moments and Melodies. And I'll be back again in a few months after a summer hiatus. So until then, I hope you'll keep exploring this rich landscape of music. This is Aishwarya signing off from WMBR Cambridge at 88.1 FM. Stay tuned for Brian Sennett's Music by Dead People, coming up next, right after this short promo. Good night.
Another delightful arrangement to a poem composed by a person.
That's the band called who have a new album out.
Didn't catch the name of a song? Visit track-blaster.com for live playlisting from WMBR.